The White House Report.
Minister Omarosa Manigault, friend of President Donald Trump, who is also a Trump staffer, has resigned. She signed a negotiated resignation letter saying that her last day was January 20th. But the devil is in the details. Apparently, General Kelly gave Omarosa the notice that it was time for her to go last night. She was very upset and said that she wanted to speak to the president. According to sources, General Kelly said the president was already informed and he signed off. General Kelly is also alleged to have said that this is not like going to the principal's office. Then Omarosa Manigault was very vulgar, according to sources, as well as using curse words. Omarosa Manigault was not the only one allowed to leave. Her assistant is said to have been let go as well. Meanwhile, according to sources, Minister Omarosa Manigault did not take the information about her firing or resignation very well. She walked over to the residence and tried to get in. General Kelly was called back to deal with this issue as Omarosa was trying to get into the residence to see the president. Secret Service stopped her and she was escorted off campus. It's not known if she will be back to fulfill her negotiated resignation date of January 20th, but there was said to be high drama at the White House last night as Omarosa Manigault, who made $180,000 a year, was let go. Now, according to sources, during that altercation with General Kelly, Omarosa said that she had brought the black vote to President Trump. General Kelly says, no, that is not the case. She also cited the HBCUs, and General Kelly is said to have said that the new head of the HBCU initiative doesn't like you. The drama continues. More coming. April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.